The debate a few years ago over the proposed Perrier bottling plant in central Wisconsin prompted some lawmakers to push for a more detailed state law governing high-capacity wells. Governor Doyle says the bill he's signing today will do more to protect both the quality and quantity of groundwater.
Under the legislation, the DNR will have the authority to deny a permit in cases in which there would be a significant effect on the water resource, and it's a very major step forward for us and a good way that we will mark Earth Day.
Environmental groups like the groundwater bill as far as it goes, but Steve Hinneker of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin says the tight timetable for the bill in the legislature this year meant many groundwater areas were left out of the additional protection.
This legislation would be good in stopping a Perrier-type development if it negatively affected groundwater resources. But what it doesn't do, it doesn't go far enough on many of the other sites of maybe that are less significant as a sole source of groundwater recharge. But when you look at all the number of smaller recharge areas, we don't have enough of a blanket layer of protection to make sure that the cumulative impacts of smaller withdrawals don't adversely affect groundwater.
About two-thirds of state residents still rely on groundwater as a drinking water source. Over the next year, a study committee will look at adding protections for spring-fed lakes and other sites. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.